are living in urgent times. If you are living in fear of the future, wondering how the Lord intervenes with His mercy and compassion, stay tuned for an hour of inspiring, uplifting radio for a time such as this. Now here is your host, Ann McClone, with Thy Will Be Done.
Well, good afternoon, friends. Can you believe it's June 11th, 2022? Where in the world did this time go? It is hot, well, getting hot in the Philadelphia area and sunny. And I wanted to bring to you today again, and you've heard this person many times, but we're going to take a different perspective. We're going to be talking about how to make the Lord Jesus Christ, the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the head of your house. Are you yearning to all the problems in your family to have Jesus as the head of your house? We're going to be talking about how to do this, how to accomplish this through the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Now, you may think, oh, I know everything there is to know about the Sacred Heart of Jesus, but we will be discussing this shortly in a few minutes. But let us begin in prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord Jesus, we offer up this day to you, to your Sacred Heart. We pray that your heart enwraps everyone who is listening. We ask that you sound the bell for all those who need to listen. And we thank you and praise you in advance. We pray for all of our listeners who are sick today, who are in need of physical, emotional, and spiritual healing. We pray that the Sacred Heart of Jesus will rain down on this radio apostolate today, will rain down on this program, that all who listen or all who are called to listen be touched in a powerful way. We also entrust this program to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, and we thank you and praise you, Jesus, for all that you're doing in our lives, all that we can see, and all that we can't see. In your holy name, amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. I don't know about you, but again, we've been talking about this for a year, the confusion in the media, you know, the hype that's going on in different areas. And, you know, as a journalist, I see this clearly, but as a layperson, one would not see what's happening clearly. And I ask that you pray in the silence of your heart for not only yourself, your family, your neighbors, but this nation. It's important that we are one nation under God, and that we pray for all our brothers and sisters, that we serve the Lord Jesus Christ as faithful servants, and we thank him in advance. Amen. My friends, today we have Ann Costa on. Ann's been on with me many times over the years, but the Lord really placed it on my heart that we needed another way of talking about having Jesus as the king of your home. He's the father, the king, the daddy. He wants you to take this seriously, not just to listen, but to really, really move in the power of the Holy Spirit. You know, Anne, as many of you know, she's a wife, a mother, and proud grandmother of three from the Diocese of Syracuse, New York. She is the founder of Revive Hope and Healing Ministries, which is a Catholic apostolate and lay association of Christian faithful. Revive is a collection of ministries devoted to the restoration of the human person through God's transforming grace. Many of you know Ann Costa as an author. She's a motivational speaker. She's a retreat director, and she's a podcast host. She's a beautiful Christian woman who has walked the walk and written many, many books. And just look her up, Ann Costa, C-O-S-T-A. It's Ann Cardoza Costa. But today, we're going to nail this down. We can talk in generalities about enthroning one's home to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Again, this is the month of the Sacred Heart. We need to learn to nail this down not nail it up just on a wall, but nail it down for our families and for our communities, our parishes, and even our businesses, my friends. If you're in a business, maybe you don't own it, but perhaps you need to enthrone your little desk area. Perhaps you own a business and you're thinking, how in the world would I ever do this? Ann Cardoza Costa will be discussing this as well. It's very important that you take this seriously. So again, we talked about in months past, it's not about picking up grandma's picture of the Sacred Heart that's in a hallway or between the pages of the large Bible. This is about living the Sacred Heart of Jesus, living out the promises given to us. Please, please listen, because at no other time in our history do we need the Sacred Heart of Jesus more than now. This is a crucial time for our families and our neighbors and our businesses and our parishes to recognize the healing power of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And of course, the promises given to St. Margaret Mary Alacoque in Paray, La Monielle, France. The promises, if you enthrone your home, your business, your family to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, what happens? I've seen it continuously. People are in despair, and they feel like they just can't go on another day. Their families are in total chaos. Their businesses are in chaos. What happens once the official enthronement, again, not just nailing a picture on a wall, but it's one of nailing your heart's desires to the foot of the cross? So Ann Cardoza Costa will be calling in from Syracuse, New York, and we have a powerhouse program lined up for you today. And don't forget tomorrow with Kathleen McCarthy. She's on from 4 to 6 p.m. on Facebook Live. And if you don't know how to get on Facebook or you don't have it, you can also listen through WTMR 800 AM on your dial, Alexa or Google or iTunes. There are many different ways to listen to Kathleen and to all the radio broadcasts. But Kathleen is the only one who's on Facebook Live. And I ask on her behalf that you share that link with your family and friends across the world. Everyone can see her. It's not limited to the Philadelphia market. So let us begin to evangelize, to spread the word for our families, for our radio apostolate that's so needed, that spread the Catholic word, the word of God. Frank, do we have our guest? Oh, I heard a click. We may have lost her. Okay, you're here. Good to have you. Thank you for coming on, Ann.
Oh, it's good to be back.
Yes.
How's the connection this time? Last time it wasn't so great.
Right. Yes, I remember that. But this time, you know, we're talking about how to make Jesus, the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the king of your home, your business, your family, your neighborhood. We're going to nail this down to specifics, Ann. So let us begin. Yeah, Ann, are you on a landline or a cell phone?
I'm on a landline.
Okay.
Is it a bad connection?
I had a little trouble hearing you at first.
Okay, how's this?
That's much better.
Okay, good.
So, Ann, let's get specific. We've talked about the Sacred Heart many times over the past 4 years or so. Let's talk about how our listeners really specifically can nail down how to make Jesus the King of Kings of one's family and home.
Well, there is a very, it's like a beautiful domestic ritual, right, that they can partake in. But it's a very solemn, simple ceremony that is, it has been around for decades, really, that was, you know, is approved by the church to create a domestic church right within our home by inviting Jesus through enthronement, enthroning Jesus in our home. He is the king of our lives. He's the king of our hearts. We want his kingdom to come here on earth, especially in our families. And so there's a very beautiful period of preparation. Then there's a ceremony that you do in your home, either with a mass or without. And then you place his image in a very prominent place as part of a procession through your home. Beautiful prayers, public proclamation. You invite your friends, family, anybody that you want to know about this deeper, more beautiful commitment that you make to Christ in an invitation to bring him in your home. And then you go about living day to day with his presence, growing ever more in the midst of your family.
You mentioned a public proclamation. What does this mean?
It means that you want witnesses. This is something that you're not doing just privately, but that it's actually a way that you can share your faith with other people, what you believe, who you serve, and so that when you do this ceremony, when you prepare, and then you have the time, you've set the date, you have the image, you've been praying as a family together, as a couple, or an individual in your home. You've been praying in preparation. Then you invite people to come to your home. And a lot of people have a mass, so it's a very beautiful and very unique experience. Even for family members who are fallen away or neighbors who don't know Jesus at all, it's a very non-threatening, very beautiful way, a social way, that you engage people and they understand what you're doing because it's a very simple thing, and you go step by step through the process, and then you have a little gathering afterwards in your home because you've just have this most special guest here with you, and people experience that in a very individual way. It's a very beautiful thing, and yet you're making a public proclamation. It's for me and my house, we serve Jesus.
Well, explain a little bit about, is this really for businesses as well as parishes and, you know, somebody at a workstation?
I'd never forget this. When I was first learning about the Sacred Heart in general and then enthronement in particular and what it was all about, I went to my cottage in Michigan, okay? And I went into a TJ's Big Boy, you know, the like a big boy restaurant? And
yeah.
Right there on the wall, as I was walking in, was a picture of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and it was you couldn't miss it as you're walking into this public restaurant, and I thought, oh my gosh, what is this about? So I called over the manager. I said, did you have an enthronement here? And he was like, yes, we did, and we serve Jesus here, and I'm like, that is so amazing. You know, in this world with all the images and all the things that we see and the places we walk into, right, to know that a mm-hmm. business or, you know, just a chain restaurant that is locally owned or a franchise, they decided that they were going to serve Jesus through their daily work as well. And he said something to me. He said, you know, it's changed the way of the workers work here. You know, people, there's not so much turnover, because I asked, what does it do? Why do you do that? He goes, well, it's more of a family now. Isn't that beautiful? Jesus
Yes.
doesn't want to be excluded from any areas of our life. And when we make a public statement like that, when he's prominently displayed in an image, people know, people are curious. People, I went back like 5 times because I wanted to support that restaurant.
Well, I'm just thinking, based on our previous programs over the last few years, what if someone is listening, perhaps a spouse, and she or he is saying, hey, I want to do it, but my spouse doesn't want to do it, or my family doesn't want to do it. What is your advice to someone who may be a loner in a house who's yearning for Jesus to be king of that household?
Yes. Well, you know what? I'm in that kind of boat because I personally, you know, in the family, let me just tell you, the father, the husband is supposed to be the spiritual leader of the home. And in enthronement, it's it's really kind of important to have the father be involved. A lot of times it's the women who tend to the heart at home, and they kind of keep the fans of the religious observances or the education. They may take the lead in the education in the home about Jesus. I mean, that's our job as parents to do that. A lot of times fathers take the back seat. But I think, you know, men are an integral part of the family, and they, you know, as the leader of the home, have to sort of say and invite Jesus in and say, you be the leader of the home, you know. And so in my home, my husband he's not really there yet. So we haven't had an enthronement per se. And I can tell you, though, that the sentiment and the yearning in my heart and just praying to the Blessed Mother, that's the one thing that I would say, if you're yearning for this and the atmosphere doesn't seem right, or there's someone key in your family, maybe even your parents or somebody who just doesn't want that to happen, your boss, I would say start praying to the Blessed Mother, because part of the preparation for when you do the ceremony is that you invite the Blessed Mother. We bring a statue when we're preparing families, homes, individuals. We bring the pilgrim statue of Our Lady of Fatima, and we have special preparation prayers and pray the rosary before Jesus comes into the home, before we invite him in, because his mother always goes first. So that would be my one thing to do, okay? And then get some very simple literature about, and there's a lot of good things out there, about what enthronement is and what the devotion to the Sacred Heart is. There's a lot out there. It's very simple, and it's also, you know, it's coming back. People, especially young families, are seeking this. They're seeking a way to combat sort of the secular influences that are outside the home, and really wanting to strengthen the presence of you know, Christ and in their own midst, you know, so that their children have that sanctuary, you know, that refuge, that place where they can just be themselves and have their, you know, beliefs not challenged and tested and mocked and things. So there's a lot of really good literature, too, that you can get to sort of introduce what this is all about. I just received a beautiful package from the National Enthronement Center in Fairhaven, Massachusetts. They have some really extremely inexpensive but very easy reads around what this is all about. So I would highly recommend that, too.
Yeah, I was just thinking, because based upon our last few programs, people are saying, well, where do I get this information? You know, it's not readily available in our parishes.
Oh, unfortunately not. I mean, you can always go to my website, because we have a growing a section on revivehopeandhealing.com that has information about it. And then it is hard to find. And then there's another apostolate called Welcome His Heart that has some other very interesting, I mean, they, you know, very, very user-friendly, kind of up-to-date, modern way of explaining what this is, and helpful materials that you can get that you can get. And again, very inexpensive, but, you know, this is an investment that you're making in the heart of Jesus. This is an investment that you're making in your family life and all the promises that he makes to people who will be devoted to his heart. So, yeah.
If
it's
you're
all
just
there
tuning
on the
in
websites and things. So, and the Sacred Heart Enthronement, I'm sorry, the Enthronement Center, the National Center, there's a very, you know, there's a very small apostolate, but very beautiful people. You could just call them up on the phone. I think I have their phone number here. I would share that, but they also have a website, too. But it's the National Enthronement Center. There's lots of beautiful apostolates all over the country to support this work of promoting his heart and then through enthronement.
Through enthronement. And enthronement is not just placing a picture or getting grandma's picture out of the Bible. and
it really is what we say. It's a way of life. You know, it's a way of living in the heart of Jesus, for the heart of Jesus, and surrendered to the heart of Jesus. We grow so much in trust, because we have this image and we have this experience of dedicating and consecrating our family and our home, and putting Jesus at the center and the head of our household and our family. We have that experience day by day that we live that out. It's like a family covenant that we share. So
I love some of the old stories.
It's a way
can
of
you
life.
Anne?
Yes.
Can you hear me? Okay. I love some of the old stories of Gloria Anson, who is now passed into heavenly glory, who was the head of the Sacred Heart Apostolate in Syracuse, New York. And the Lord would always place her in special encounters where people needed Jesus. And she would always bring the Sacred Heart of Jesus to the broken, to those who are confused. And the stories of countless conversions, they're extraordinary. I mean, this is not just something that happens to other people, right? Once you enthrone your home and your family or your business, your parish to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, watch God work. Watch
100%,
God work.
Yes. It's almost like it activates the grace that God wants to give us, you know, through in family life. You know, it's just that daily renewal of our commitment to Him and to living for Him, and in this beautiful covenant that he shares with us and our families. And you know, and one of the, you know, we talked about the promises, but one of the promises is that for those who will promote my Sacred Heart, or who share this devotion, that our names will be written on His heart. And I think that once that happens, He puts you in places where you can offer that hope to other people. You know, He doesn't, you know, it's His heart and His love is so abundant and so overflowing that, you know, He wants you to share it. That's why He revealed His heart in the first place to St. Margaret Mary, where this devotion stems from in the 1600s, at a time when He really lamented that the human heart was growing cold towards God, and felt like God was very harsh through some heresies and things. And we know that our hearts now, I think I just did a whole series on the crisis of the human heart, and how, you know, how our hearts are breaking and longing, and in our families, for longing for reconciliation and peace, which are two of the promises that come from being devoted to His heart. And you know, we're just dying on the vine a little bit here, and I just can't think of any greater way to renew and strengthen home and family life than inviting the Sacred Heart of Jesus and enthroning Him in your home. There's so many graces that flow from that we don't even think about, but that He promises to us. Yes.
If you're just tuning in, our special guest today is Anne Cardoza Costa, and we're talking about your yearning for Jesus Christ to be the King of Kings, the Lord of your home, your business, your family, your parish, your neighborhood, and how to go about it through the enthronement of the Sacred Heart, which is very specific, which is very, very specific. And we want you, if you're listening today, to really go about having your home, your business, you know, your neighborhood enthroned to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. The protection that is provided by Jesus as King of Kings on you and your family, and the situations, right, Anne, that he places us in. You just mentioned it a minute ago. He places us in situations where we become many evangelists, you know, to the heart, His heart, to his burning heart. And how powerful is this, a transformative moment in our daily spiritual life?
Yes, I mean, we're all confronted every day by, you know, the pain of that some people are experiencing. I mean, we can all have to do is just turn on the TV or walk out the door or go to the grocery store, and we can see the desperation of people, right? And sometimes it's very tempting for us to think, well, there's nothing we can do. It's too big. It's too great. I just let me just live my life and leave me alone. But we've got this great, beautiful, Sacred Heart of Jesus who just wants to pour out his power and his peace and his his presence in this world. And the only way is if we're witness to that. And, you know, the ceremony is just the beginning. It's just the beginning of that. But if we maybe polled 50 priests, young and old, okay, and we asked them if their home had been thrown to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, I bet you're going to see a high percentage of that. That's one of the outcomes that happens. And, you know, you think that how can, you know, the people are not answering that call to religious life or the priesthood, but how real it becomes in a family where Jesus has been enthroned, where they know who Jesus is. They've seen him make good on his promises, because God doesn't make promises that he doesn't keep. So they have real tangible, we have real tangible experiences of Jesus in our lives every day in a powerful way. And the world needs that. And if you think there's nothing you can do, this is what you can do. This is what you can do. And it's not hard. It's not hard, but you prepare yourself spiritually. You prepare family members. You don't have to be perfect. You know, the house can be a mess. You know, the family can be a mess. The family can be torn apart. You may be longing to bring members back in, your adult children. What a witness. This changes the game. This changes things. And that's real. That's not fantasy. That's not making it up. It just really is the truth of the matter and the truth that people need right now, which is the triumph of his heart. And he said that in the end times that there would be the triumph of the Immaculate Heart, but it's through the Sacred Heart of Jesus that the Immaculate Heart triumphs, right?
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. I hope we have listeners right now who are saying, I want to do this. You know, I want to do this. I want to enthrone my home, that it's more than a momentary prayer. Just before we cut to break, Anne, I would like you to share with our listeners, once you enthrone your home, if you move, the enthronement goes with you. You don't have to do it again.
Exactly. It's true. It's kind of like once you've been enrolled in the scapular, it's done. You know, you might change a scapular because it gets all shredded and stuff, but it's a consecration. It goes with you. It's a proclamation, and then you bring but there is a way that you can renew it too, which we were going to talk about, I hope, too, because you can renew it. I mean, it's not like you never say the prayers again. It's not like you might not. It's just like a marriage vow, right? You might want to renew that marriage vow. Well, you renew the vow of and dedication to Christ as the King of your home, but you don't ever have to go through the ceremony again.
Well, my friend, I ask that you stay on the line. We're going to cut to a commercial break, and when we come back, friends, we have so much more to cover with Anne Cardoza-Costa and enthroning Jesus as King of your home or business through the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Please stay tuned.
To you, our faithful family of listeners, no words can express how much we appreciate your standing in the gap with us here at In His Sign Catholic Radio. It is truly your amazing prayer power, your undaunting commitment, that has enabled us to stay on the air. No doubt about it. Be assured of our daily prayers, not only for you, but for your families as well. We pray that God will continue to bless you as you bless us. To join us and become a ministry partner, visit our website at inhissign.com or give us a call at 610-527-2906.
As Thy Will Be Done. Our special guest today is Ann Cardoza Costa, a friend, the founder of Revive Hope and Healing Ministries, author, tremendous author of so many books. And we're discussing how to make Jesus king of your home, your business, your neighborhood, your family, through the enthronement of the Sacred Heart. And in our previous programs, we talked about the promises given to St. Margaret Mary Alacoque in Paray-le-Monial, France. Tell our listeners how many promises there are.
Well, there are 12. Now, there are 12, and they're really a compilation of many, many promises, even more than 12. But these 12 encapsulate the spirit and essence of what Jesus revealed when he, in his apparitions to St. Margaret Mary. So they're very practical ones. They're timeless promises. They're the promises that really speak to the depths of our hearts. So,
yeah. Well, Anne, have you applied the promises and Jesus as king of one's home in your healing, Revive Hope and Healing Ministries? How have you integrated it at all, if you have?
Right. Well, we definitely, it's one of sort of a family of ministries that we offer with regard to healing. And to be honest, this is the foundational ministry for all of the others that flow, because once we commit, bring Jesus in, he does draw us deeper into his heart for healing, deliverance, freedom, and promises are, you know, I'm going to give them a fervent heart. I'm going to change lukewarm hearts. I'm going to bring people to great holiness, okay? I'm going to secure people in their lives, comfort all of their afflictions. See, once we invite Jesus in, he shows us in a very gentle and beautiful way the ways in which we might be living or the hurts that we have that haven't been healed yet. So then he leads us to the other ministries of healing that we have. Confession, for instance, we have a new ministry of confession coaching just to help people get over their fear of going and confessing and understanding what that's all about and that beautiful sacrament. So really I see this as, everything starts with the Sacred Heart enthronement ministry, you know. And if people come to us seeking for healing and don't know anything about the Sacred Heart enthronement, we tell them about it and say, you know, here's a way in which you can continue the journey with Jesus. You know, this is what you've maybe experienced in a healing prayer or through another ministry can be sustained in your relationship with the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And so, I mean, that's the source of all healing. It's a, you know, his Sacred Heart is a Eucharistic heart. So, and we say yes, that when we have an enthronement in our home, that we're creating a domestic church, meaning, you know, the presence of Christ, the sacred presence of Christ is with us, just like when we're in the church. He's really there, body, blood, soul, and divinity, in the church and his Eucharist, and he's really in our midst when we invite him in through the Sacred Heart and enthronement. So that is not, I didn't make that up. St. John Paul The second is the one who really made that connection for modern families, for us and our times today.
Yeah, I remember from Pierre Lamoniel, France, you know, Father McNally saying that Jesus wants us to become firebrands, firebrands of the Eucharistic heart of Jesus. So absolutely tied to the Holy Eucharist. And you have written a small pamphlet, I understand. What is this about? I know we talked about this a long time ago, but what is your pamphlet about regarding the Sacred Heart?
Do you mean the little book of reparation?
Yes.
That I did? That's a book on the First Friday devotion of the Sacred Heart.
There you go. So what is that?
Well, that's the latest book that I have. It's based on a pamphlet, just put it in book form, about why we would want to carry out this First Friday devotion of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, again, being tied to the promises, the 12 promises, because the 12th one says that I promise you in the excessive mercy of my heart that my all-powerful love will grant to all those who receive Holy Communion on the first Fridays in 9 consecutive months the grace of final perseverance, that they shall not die in my disgrace, nor without receiving their sacraments. My divine heart shall be their safe refuge in this last moment. Now, I don't know about you, but I've lost a lot of loving people that I love in my life, and when we talked about Jesus putting us in places, he's often putting me in places to be of support as people are losing their loved ones and helping them to prepare for the death of their loved ones, okay? And we know that that's a very merciful time through the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And this promise of knowing that, you know, if you do the first Fridays, that last moment of death, you're going to be in his grace, wanting that, just you think about that. You want that for your loved one, no matter how far away they've been from the church or their faith or whatever. You just want their last moments to be in grace and peace, and even for yourself. So this is a very important devotion. We might not think about it all the time, but it's a way in which we just continue our relationship to honor Christ, to make up for the ways in which his heart might hurt because of our sin, because our sin does hurt his heart, and making very tiny, sweet, loving reparation for that. So one of the ways we do that, go to church on First Friday. And a lot of people don't just do it 9 times, but they try to make it a habit, a spiritual habit, a spiritual gesture of love for Christ in just one other way, a sacrifice to do that. Not that it's a sacrifice to go to Mass, because it's really awesome, but it's, in our day and time, it is hard. It is hard to get away and do it. So when you can, that's what this little book is about. Yeah. Yeah, there's so many ways in which we can show our love to Jesus, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of what we want to do in this devotion, is not just be open to receiving his love, but to just try and love him as much as we possibly can in return for all the things that he gives us, all the love that he pours out to us. So it's a very, you know, there's a whole lingo about the personal relationship with Jesus. Well, this is the personal relationship with Jesus that Catholics share. It is very deep and very rich.
In the days of the Eucharistic Congress in Paray-le-Monial, you know, a lot of things were written about Father Matteo Bouvet and the enthronement of every continent to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Is this still happening? Is there still a movement to enthrone every continent to the Sacred Heart of Jesus?
Well, I believe there is, and I know that the Sacred Heart Apostolate that Gloria founded really moved to Knoxville, Tennessee, and there's a very vibrant group of people that are going about, and some of them go to the far reaches of the world. We know that there's been there were missions, Sacred Heart missions, where this was all promoted throughout Africa at a time. I know, we know a friend, we have a friend, Father Tariq, who is in Pakistan, who is promoting the Sacred Heart in Pakistan, in that place of great persecution. And after COVID, we all had our time to rest, right? We had our time to rest and regroup and get our priorities straight and have our time with Jesus. And now the apostolic work is getting gaining momentum, and I wouldn't be surprised if there wouldn't be a renewed effort to try and go. Like the Philippines, tons and tons of promotion of the Sacred Heart. In certain places in the world, is very, very strong and prominent. Many of them the persecuted places of the world, which is not a coincidence.
Yeah. I do remember that the enthronement, according to Father Bouvet, B-O-E-V-E-Y, Matteo Bouvet, would seal a protection on continents. And I know Lima, Peru was one of the next areas for the enthronement of South America. And there is such great devotion to the Sacred Heart on other continents, even in the Asian countries, and somehow in the United States it's been lost. You know, I heard, you know, when working on that Congress in 2012 to 14, oh, that's pre-Vatican II stuff. have you heard that one? It's all pre-Vatican II. The church has moved on.
Yes, yes. You know, that's definitely, there are some people, priests, bishops that you encounter who see it as a kind of a thing of the past. There's a whole lot of people that don't believe that, though. And so the ones who are called to do this promotion work, it's not for the faint of heart. It's not, because there is forces against wanting to have Jesus repair homes and families. It's a battleground right now. And, you know, for businesses and churches and institutions and schools to be dedicated to a Sacred Heart, to be, you know, and have Jesus enthroned there, well, there's a big secular push to get Jesus out of everything. So that does not need to be discouraging. This is, again, a very tangible, very visual, very public proclamation of bringing Jesus back into where he belongs, right? Enthroned in our lives. That's where he belongs. That's where he belongs. So
it's very powerful. And, you know, this is the month, as you know, of the Sacred Heart. June is the month of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Mm-hmm. And this is why we want our listeners to heed the call to enthrone one's home to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, for to look up the 12 promises of the Sacred Heart. Out of all the 12 promises, Anne, in terms of your ministry and outreach, what is your favorite promise, the one that has had the most impact with you? All of them, right?
No, I just want to say, I think that number three has been in particular a personal promise that Jesus has kept over and over again in my life and my heart. Now, remembering that I haven't actually had an enthronement in my home, but I've completely consecrated and dedicated myself and quietly my family and just trusting in him that it will happen. But number three, I will comfort them in all of their afflictions. I think that, you know, this is not a magic pill. This is not a magic formula. Life is not going to all of a sudden be wonderful and everything's going to fall into place. That's not how life works, and that's not how love works even, because love often means suffering and struggle. Just look at the cross, and we know that, that's what love is all about from God's perspective. But that even no matter how scary life can get, no matter how painful it can be, the suffering, just how, alienating some things can happen to us and we feel completely cut off from God, the comfort always comes. It always comes. And that is a promise. And I believe in it. I've experienced that from Jesus. I know it. It's as real as my fingers on my hands. It's as real. Mm-hmm. I know I can count. I trust. It's real. So I don't expect that because I'm devoted to the Sacred Heart of Jesus or promoting the Sacred Heart of Jesus that my life is going to be without affliction. I just know that in that affliction there will be peace and there will be comfort. And that's awesome.
And consolation, deep consolation, knowing that Jesus is in charge.
That's right, 100%.
I love, Anne, that you were vulnerable enough to say that your own home isn't enthroned to the Sacred Heart, and that your husband's getting there, but he's not quite there. And I know we have new listeners who have just tuned in to the program who are saying, you know, this all sounds great, but my spouse isn't interested in this, and what should I do? Can you readdress this? Because, again, we have a whole new set of listeners that are just tuning in.
Yes, so if, you know, if you want to pursue enthronement and there's someone, it's just, you know, usually you want the husband to be involved because he's usually the head of the procession, he's the head of the household, and he kind of has to relinquish the control to Christ, right? It's really important, especially good for the kids to see a father doing that. And if the father isn't ready or the mother doesn't want to participate, then you need to go about your life as if you are still consecrating yourself and your family to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. I know a woman my husband is rather dead set against it. And you know what? I'm not judging him for that. There are very good reasons why he probably feels that way. So therefore, I would never push it. That's the thing, that the tendency is to want to push it, but I would never do that. I just continue to pray. But that doesn't mean that there aren't Sacred Heart pictures of Jesus with a Sacred Heart all over this house. In fact, in the room where we spend most of our time together, there is on top of the big screen TV, which is almost like a god in our house, a mini god for some of our members in this household. There's Jesus on top of there. The Sacred Heart of Jesus is right on top, you know, and to remind us. And I am someone who I've wanted this for a very long time, but I've seen God be faithful even in the fact in that, because it used to be that I always tell the story, as soon as I put an image up in my other home, my teenage daughter, who would spend 95.5% of her time in the room, and my husband, who would never really venture out of his man cave, all of a sudden I put this picture up there and I started living this Sacred Heart life, even though they weren't along board. And all of a sudden we were all sitting in the same room talking for the first time in years. And I attribute that 100% to the faithfulness and the Sacred Heart of Jesus, okay? They didn't know what was happening, but I knew what was happening, that we were all very individual people, and then we started to come together in the evenings in the same room, and we actually talked to one another while we were watching TV. But, hey, every little step is good. So, you know, be open, be ready, be you know, watch what can happen. Even you give Jesus just a little bit, and he just pours everything out to you. So believe that.
Well, I believe your story is so important for people to hear at this moment, because we can't always have perfect circumstances to do the things the Lord wants us to do, and he acts in the imperfection. in our moment of vulnerability, as he did in your house.
Yeah.
With the TV, and you placed the Sacred Heart above the TV, and
yeah.
And it's such a powerful witness. You know, that's why I love to have you on the air, because it's not like you're this perfect contemplative saint on your knees. You have suffered so much
so
in your life, and
I am,
you've
like,
written
so
about
far
it,
from it.
And
oh,
now you
so
share, well,
it.
You have been,
you know,
sharing
there,
so
there
much
times when
of
I,
the power
I,
of the Sacred Heart.
Lord must be running for cover
what
here in this
is
house.
The one defining moment for
I'd
you
be like, Lord,
in terms
cover your
of the Sacred Heart that you would want to share with our listeners today.
But, you know,
the
one
gosh,
defining
where
else would
moment that has changed your life.
Right. He wants to be right there with you because he loves you.
Yeah. So no matter what, he's with us.
Yes, he is. He is. He is. And that beautiful image he gave to us for a reason, so that we can really, really know how much he loves us. That heart with the thorns that's bleeding, with that's been pierced, that source of everything that he has for us just pours out, and he wants. You know, we contemplate that. And great graces come from that. I listened to the first Friday of this month, you know, because it is the month of the Sacred Heart, there's a lot of beautiful programming on to talk about this, and like your show. And one of a Norbertine priest said, you know, every room of every house should have pictures of Jesus and Mary, not because, you know, we're worshiping pictures, but because there's great grace in contemplating. You know, our eyes need to fall and rest on those images so that our heart can be drawn deeper into what who they represent, you know, who they are. So that's real. That's real. That's why we have beautiful statues and beautiful churches. So we're physical beings who need to be connected in that way to the divine beauty. And so this image is important to have around.
Amen. And again, we are not worshiping the Blessed Mother. People get that all confused who may be listening. We're not worshiping her. You have pictures of your mom or your dad or your kids in your rooms, and Jesus wants us to set him as the King of Kings over our families, our businesses, and our neighborhoods, and even our parishes. So it's an important mandate, you know, from above that we need to listen to, especially at this time in history, as the Sacred Heart Apostolates around the world are sensing the need to enthrone continence to the Sacred Heart. So if you go back and study the life of Father Matteo Bouvet, Boevey, you will understand so much more. I highly recommend, if you're tuning in now, to look up the history. It's easy. You don't have to go to the library anymore.
No,
you can
right.
look up these beautiful stories and the history behind all this.
I know. You think of one man who did have a mandate from the Pope, you know,
right.
to create an empire of his love, right? To
yes.
to just you know, have this just in every home, on every continent. One man, and you know, he did a lot, and now we're continuing that, never to stop.
No, I mean, the continent thing to me was overwhelming to read about and to participate in, but we find it overwhelming to even tell our children or our friends. And it's we have to allow our hearts to be set on fire for the Sacred Heart of Jesus. We have to allow this and invite the King of Kings and our Blessed Mother into our hearts to speak to us. And I know that we have so many people listening today, Anne, who probably just getting in the car to go home, or they're making dinner and they're saying, well, you know, I'm not quite sure. What would you say to someone right now who's saying, well, I'm not quite sure if this is for me?
Yes, well, I would have them definitely go to our website, revivehopeandhealing.com/enthronement, or go to Google the Sacred Heart Apostolate, or they should call the station and talk to you some more, because you're a beautiful missionary and promoter of the Sacred Heart, to tell them just a little bit more. We can put them in touch with other families who can share their story and their witness and give them a little bit more of information. It really is a person-to-person apostolate. It's a family-to-family apostolate. And just it's that's how the fire goes. It goes from one house to the other that way. And, you know, just make that phone call, I think. Just take the time to look it up or go to those places, and somebody will talk to you and share and answer all of your questions. It's probably, if I was a family right now, young children, I'd say this is like the most important call you could make right now.
Yes.
For your family. You know, and if you're an older person by yourself, same thing. Oh my gosh, there are so many witness testimony stories of women or men who have been home alone during COVID who feel they survived because of their enthronement, because Jesus was enthroned there, and they feel that Jesus was with them every step of the way. Their relationship became so solid, and they become very prayerful, powerful, prayerful people. You know, those. They're realizing that promise of their fervent souls that quickly mounted to high perfection, right? That means they became really, really steeped in his love. And so their lives are where they may have felt lonely or useless prior to. Now they really understand how important they are to the great mission of praying for families and praying for souls through the Sacred Heart of Jesus.
Yeah. And Cardoza Costa, could you please give the name of the website again where people can initiate, you know, a search, the beginning, the name of your website?
Yep, so ours is revivehopeandhealing.com. And then right on the homepage it says Home Enthronement Ministry. You click on that, and then there's just a whole host of information. Or you can call our phone number, which I don't have, but it's on our website. I'm sorry. I do have it. So our phone number is 315-628-1713. If you leave a message there, we will call you back and go straight into my voicemail, okay? So we'll call you back and answer any questions that you have, get you started. During COVID, we did many enthronements. We did them through Zoom. We helped prepare people don't have to be physically there. We facilitated and helped people to get it done.
Well, my friend, thank you again for being with us, and may the Lord bless you. And we really are almost out of time to even pray together, but let us pray for all those who are listening to be ignited through the power of the Holy Spirit to enthrone one's home, business, parish, neighborhood, to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And Anne, thank you for being with us, and we will catch up later on another program. Thank you,
that's
and God bless
good.
You.
And tell your listeners, go to church on 24th, June 24th is the Solemnity of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Beautiful Mass.
There you go. Well, thank you, my friend, and God bless you.
God bless you all. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, again, the 24th of June is the Solemnity of the Sacred Heart. Why don't you research today or tomorrow, and by the time the 24th comes, you will have underway the enthronement process of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. If you go to Anne's website, as you know, she is a licensed social worker, award-winning motivational speaker, retreat director, and author of over 12 books at this point. So please contact her. Until next week, may the Lord bless you and keep you. And may Our Lady's mantle be wrapped around you, and know that you are loved, and the Sacred Heart of Jesus is desiring your heart today. God bless you.
Be alert. Stand firm. trust in God's plan for your life. Be sure to tune in next week for a new dose of hope.
I know you see.